Hello, friends. Welcome to Janet Parshall's America. I'm Janet Parshall, broadcasting from the nation's capital. And joining me now is the Secretary of Commerce, Don Evans. And Mr. Secretary, may I say first, on behalf of millions of Americans, thank you for the superb job you did as the Secretary of Commerce. You will be missed in this town.
Wow, Janet. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. That's very kind of you to say. It's been an honor and a humbling experience, and quite just an unbelievable privilege to serve the American people, and I wouldn't take anything for it.
Oh.
Thank you for those kind words.
You are most welcome. And I'll tell you what, it's probably been as much a privilege for you to be able to see how our economy has recovered. Those folks that are gathered at that summit today, they're saying, you know what, looks like we're out of a recession, that America is growing, and we're going to tackle some tough subjects in this second term, but we're moving in the right direction.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, it is, certainly very satisfying to see the results that the president has delivered to get this economy up and moving again after having been handed a recession. I mean, he led with tax cuts, of course, and that was one of the key fiscal stimuluses, fiscal policy changes that he made to really get our economy going. And so it is strong now, fastest growing economy of any industrialized country in the world, and home ownership at a record level, and more Americans going to work ever in our history. The economy is very, very strong today, and what now we're turning to is some of the longer term structural issues that need to be dealt with, so we make sure that we've got the framework in place for long term economic growth. And that's why we're talking about tort reform. That's why we're talking about rising health care costs. That's why we're talking about Social Security and other entitlement programs, and the importance to deal with those to make sure we don't put the deficits of those entitlement programs on our children or grandchildren. So, you know, I think we've really shifted. What we've done is we've shifted from the short-term economic, fiscal, monetary policies to moving toward the longer-term kinds of policies that will help ensure long-term economic growth in America.
Yes, excellent. Well, Mr. Secretary, the president certainly is not moving away from the tough subjects. When he talks about health care reform and Social Security reform, those are monolithic issues. And yet, I think the president understands that if we don't reform those that need reforming, then we're simply going to have more of the same, and the American public are the people that suffer in the long run.
Well, that's right. I mean, listen, this president has never shied away from the tough issues. That's why he thinks the American people have sent him here for his second term. That's why I elected him for his first term. He doesn't believe in taking the challenges of the times and passing them on to future generations. And these subjects are tough ones. They're tough challenges. But believe me, he's ready to, he is committed to making sure that we're going to take the steps to have an economy that continues to grow at its full potential, and make sure we're taking the steps to have an environment where we're creating jobs for our children and grandchildren, and America remains the most competitive and innovative economy in the world. I mean, he's my longtime friend, and as I've kind of watched him through the years, he likes the challenge. He likes really the opportunity to pursue big impact kind of ideas, and that's what we're talking about here. When you reform Social Security, when you get health care costs under control, and when you take on the tort system we have in this country, I mean, those are big, high-impact kind of deals, and those are the kinds of challenges that he enjoys the most.
Mm. If I can, Mr. Secretary, let me linger just a minute on the subject of jobs, because as I've heard the president talk, and I've seen some really great numbers, by the way, particularly in the last year, I've often thought to myself, it really is not the federal government's job to create jobs. It is the federal government's job to make sure it doesn't put such an onerous burden on business that new jobs can't be created.
Well, you're right on the money. I mean, you know, American government, the government, it does not create the jobs. The private sector creates the jobs. We just got to... And in government, try and create the conditions through fiscal policy, monetary policy, regulatory reform, and policies, create the conditions where it makes it easier for American companies to compete and grow, and not harder. And so, you know, that's what you stay focused on. Every decision you make when it comes to economic policy, you simply say, is this going to make it harder for American companies to grow and create jobs, or easier? And if it's harder, it's probably a pretty bad idea. If it's easier, it's a good idea. But make no mistake about it, it's the entrepreneurs of this country, the small business owners of this country, that really create the jobs in America.
Mr. Secretary, again, thank you so much for your time, giving us a sort of sneak preview of what's going to come out of this two-day conference. And again, thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Your service.
Yeah, sure, Janet. Good to be with you.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back, friends.